Welcome to the Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. It's Brad. It's Josh. We got some pies. We got some games to cover. We got a lot to do coming to you on this beautiful Saturday morning. Hopefully you're listening to this before the kickoff of the Panthers and Buccaneers game at 7:30 in the morning on a Sunday in Mountain Time.
It's going to be an early one.
Oh, baby, do we got a good game. We got a lot of games to cover. We had a decent game last night between the Patriots and Giants. If you started Golden Tate, good on you. If you started the Patriots defense, good on you. Brandon Bolding, if you started him, you must be playing with Bill Belichick.
You're a savant.
All right. So how you doing, Josh? You had a rough day yesterday, but
I'm good, but I have
everything going smooth today.
Yeah, I do have a quick question, though. You watched my dogs for me yesterday. Did you actually come by?
No, I never did. Oh, okay. I never got a chance to.
That's what I was
I didn't get off work.
I was like, I was wondering if he actually even came by. It didn't seem like anything
had
been
messed with. I literally was getting off work when you texted me, and I was like, oh, because Carla just messaged your wife as well and was like, oh, hey, I'm going to go check on dogs. And she was like, oh, we just got home. We're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I was like.
Yeah, I felt kind of bad. I was like, oh.
Nah, that's fine. They survived. No big deal.
All right, so let's get the pleasantries out of the way. We're going to do the pie bet right now because that's what you all came here for us to get slapped in the face with pies. We got second-year wide receivers for all of you that maybe didn't make it through the whole 33 minutes of the last episode. Hmm. Second-year wide receivers. Josh, you're taking who?
DJ Chark.
And the funny thing is we let Eric have first pick, and he picked DJ Chark as a hero this week and didn't go with him. So you're just going to slap him in that face with that pie.
I'm hoping to hedge his bets and slap him in the face with it. Yeah, I want that real bad.
Yeah. And then Eric is going to be taking Cortland Sutton in his second year. And then I am going with Michael Gallup. We'll talk about their matchups and how we want to start them. But those are the guys we're taking. Write it down. I still owe a pie. Video will be coming out this weekend. Me getting slapped in the face.
Is that one or two you owe?
I don't know. I'm always so far behind.
I think it's two. Because you did two, I did one, and now you owe two more.
Yeah. God, I'm just going to slap my face. I'm running on whipped cream at the house, man. That's a problem. So many pies. All right, so let's just jump into this good old... Josh can't hear it, but that London music's in the background. We're ready to go. It's a 9:30 kickoff, East Coast time. So make sure your lineups are set. We got the Carolina Panthers playing Tampa Bay. We have Jameis Winston. We got whoever the Panthers are rolling out there, quarterback. It isn't going to be Cam, but he's out of the walking boot.
Yeah.
We got Curtis Samuel. We got Chris Godwin. We got Mike Evans. Are you low-key excited about this game?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good game.
Josh?
I really am. Yeah. I'm pumped about it. I mean, the only downside really is Carolina's quarterback, but luckily Tampa should mess that up a little bit, and Kyle Allen is the guy, and he should be okay.
So the biggest thing is Christian McCaffrey missed Wednesday's practice with – it was originally a vet day, then the back. They say it's going to be a new normal for him to get every Wednesday off just because his usage rate is so ridiculously high. I'm not worried about starting Christian McCaffrey, but he did in PPR give you 7 fantasy points the last time they played Tampa Bay.
I don't care.
And this is a beautiful London game. I mean, you're starting him, but...
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay, I had to turn the music off because I couldn't really hear you that well.
I don't care. Yeah, dude, you got to start Christian McCaffrey, no matter what.
You got to start Christian McCaffrey. And then, are you starting Jameis?
You know what? I backed him last week, and he tried to make me look like a fool. So, I don't...
He's right on that outside of that quarterback one, right?
Yeah, he's on the cusp, man. And this, I mean, you saw what this defense did to Deshaun Watson. They made him look, I mean, human. And I'm not trusting Jameis to be able to break that. So I'm not comfortable starting Jameis.
I know, but you're going to start him over Baker Mayfield and all these other guys that got drafted earlier him. You're starting him over all the Redskins and Dolphins guys. We have 4 teams on a bye. You probably have to start Jameis this week.
Yeah, but you're not going to like it.
No. And then wide receiver-wise, so Chris Godwin, Mike Evans are pretty much must-starts.
Yeah.
As long as Godwin plays, he's a must-start. What about Carolina? You starting these Carolina wide receivers?
Actually, So I almost picked DJ Moore as my second year wide receiver for our pie bet. I like DJ Moore this week. I think he's going to be just fine. Totally worthy of a flex.
Curtis Samuel?
No, let's not get crazy.
Okay.
Let's
calm down. What about the Buccaneers running backs? Ronald Jones, Peyton Barber?
No, neither one, dude. I'm out. Ronald Jones, they're like,
yeah.
You dropping
him?
I can't drop Rojo. I can drop Peyton Barber if you got other stuff going on, yeah. But whenever they keep giving the ball to Peyton Barber, it's like, what are you doing? But like you said, we talked about it, is that you don't think that Rojo does the little things right, and that's what kind of puts him in Bruce Arians' doghouse from time to time. And I agree, so I don't feel comfortable starting either one of them, man. Rojo's the better guy, but...
All right, so I know you like Greg Olsen this week because Tampa Bay is terrible against tight ends, right?
They are.
So Greg Olsen is a good tight end start.
Yep.
Now, the other side of the ball, O.J. Howard, who had all the hype coming out of the preseason. Byron Leftwich said we need to get O.J. Howard more involved. Are you willing to start O.J. Howard this week with tight ends like Darren Waller on a bye and
Trey Burton?
Colts guys are on a bye. Trey Burton's on a bye. Probably not starting the Bills guys, but they're on a bye too.
No,
you're starting over Ricky Seals Jones.
Okay, there you go. You got me. Yeah, I'll start him over Ricky Seals Jones.
I'm looking at some of the games.
Well, the upside's better with O.J. Howard than Ricky Seals Jones.
What about the two Texans tight ends that have been balling out of control?
Yeah, but see, you're picking and choosing, playing with fire there. Which one of those you want to start? I mean, you got to remember, Fells only had two catches.
Howard?
Yeah. You got to remember, Fells only had two catches, and both of them were in the red zone last week for touchdowns. So if you want a guy who's going to get targeted twice, I mean, you're playing with fire there.
O.J. Howard or Jason Witten?
Witten. Easy.
But I mean, it's crazy to think that. Beginning of the season, we were like, there's no way I'll ever take Witten over O.J. Howard.
Yeah.
And now we're...
Welcome to 2019, guys.
Are you okay starting these defenses with it being a weird London game?
I really want to start Carolina's defense. I feel really good about it.
Okay. All right, let's move back over to the U.S. of A, to these early start games. We got the Seahawks. We got the Browns. Russell Wilson's must start. Chris Carson, who showed up on the injury report but now does not have an injury designation after this practice today, he's a must-start, right?
Yes.
Tyler Lockett, a must-start.
Yes.
Odell Beckham, even though you probably don't want to start him, he's still a must-start wide receiver just because of probably what you spent on him. Like, you probably don't have anything better to start over him.
Yeah. Welcome to my world with Juju Smith-Schuster.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like, you're starting him.
Yeah. And you're going to throw all over the place, too.
But outside of – and then Nick Chubb's a must-start, too. Now, outside of that, what are you starting?
I still feel good about starting Jarvis Landry, to be honest with you.
In a PPR, obviously.
Yeah, of course. But I like Jarvis and what he's done the past couple weeks with Baker. Baker has a better connection with him than he does with Odell Beckham at this point.
What about the Seahawks defense? With as bad as this offensive line of Cleveland's playing, with as bad as Baker's playing right now, are you starting the Seahawks on the road at Cleveland?
Yeah, I do, and I feel good about it, especially like you talked about with a couple teams that are on the bye right now. I feel pretty confident in starting this Seattle defense.
Yep.
Cleveland hasn't shown me anything, man.
Exactly, and you're not starting the Cleveland defense, right, against Russell Wilson?
You can't.
The most efficient quarterback.
You cannot. Don't do that. Please don't do that.
Okay. DK Metcalf. Is he a wide receiver 3 for you? A boom or bust wide receiver 3?
Yeah, he's...
Wide receiver 4-ish, wide receiver 3, boom.
Yeah, he's a best ball guy.
Okay. And what about Callaway?
No, God, no. It's like the dude has no hands.
He costed Baker an interception. It should have been a touchdown. It was in the end zone, and he knocked it up to the defender. It was so bad. No. Oh, Antonio Callaway. All the talent.
I'd rather start
what to do with it.
The guy on the other side of Seattle, the defender who actually has one hand. I'd rather start him.
So you know what? I just saw this click to my head. Antonio Callaway, you know who he reminds me of? You remember the Replacements, Orlando Jones character?
Oh, yeah.
That was super fast.
So fast. Yeah, 100%.
There's Antonio Callaway's comp. All right, throw some stick on mine. Let's go. Now let's get into a game. The highest over under the day, 55.5 points. We got the Texans. We got the Chiefs. This should be a shootout game. Patrick Mahomes says the ankle's fine. Deshaun Watson, these are must-start quarterbacks.
Dynamite.
And then we got what? It's
a dynamite.
Oh. And then we got the wide receivers out there. Nuke still a start. The Chiefs wide receivers is kind of murky. Do you think Tyreek Hill plays?
It's going to be a game time decision. I think there's a good chance he suits up, yeah.
All right, let's do this little game for Josh here.
Okay.
Just so you all know, me and him are playing in redraft. If Tyreek Hill plays, set my flex.
Okay.
Chris Carson or Tyreek Hill?
Tyreek Hill, 100%. Yeah, I want.
Over Chris Carson.
Yeah, I want. Okay. I want you to start him. Yeah. Because okay. I feel like, yeah, that's what I want. I don't want to go into my reasoning too much, but there's a good chance Tyreek Hill might be a decoy, so I'd rather you do that.
He ain't going to be a decoy because Sammy Watkins is highly unlikely to play.
Yeah, but I'd still take that over Chris Carson, who will destroy Cleveland. So, yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah, Austin Eckler is my other flex option there. And I'm like, oh, I just can't bench Eckler after what he's done in the beginning of the season. All right, I'll put it in my line. I'll set it up. I said enough. I'm going to go with it. I want to go with it. But, God, I got to win.
You don't have to win.
I can't lose to both you and your wife.
You don't have to win. I have to win.
I got
to
keep pace with your wife. I got to keep pace with your wife.
Well, her defense just put up like another 20 spot last night.
I know. All right. And let's go. So the Texans. Will Fuller, you starting him?
The fifth? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm starting him.
Yeah, boy.
Now, the Chiefs are giving up about 5 yards of carry. Carlos Hyde?
In standard, yeah. He's not even Lamar Miller. PBR? No, he's not even Lamar Miller. No.
But with Marlon Mack on a bye, with, I know it's crazy to say, Frank Gore is on a bye, who people are probably starting. Mm. Josh Jacobs is on a bye. Mm. And the Bears running backs are on a bye that you probably drafted earlier. Are you starting Carlos Hyde now?
If you have to. But, I mean, I feel like
he's a low-end, low-end RB2, but he's still going to get volume.
This, like you said, this could be a shootout, though, and I feel like that plays more into Duke Johnson's hands than Carlos Hyde's.
But the Texans just don't use the running backs out of the backfield like that.
Well, you asked the question, Brad. I'm giving you my answer.
In my mind, I'm taking so you take Duke Johnson over Carlos Hyde.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Okay, and I'm taking Carlos Hyde over Duke Johnson. Travis Kelce must start.
I mean,
which Texans wide receiver or tight end are you starting if you have to start one? I think I lost Josh. Oh no, the internet went down. I think we lost him. All right, I lost you there, Josh.
I'm here.
I'm
here, dude.
Yeah, I didn't hear what you said though. Did you hear what I said about which Texans tight end you taking?
Yeah, I said Darren Fells.
Okay, it cut out right then. I didn't get it. So, Darren Fells. Anything else from this game? Mecole Hardman. We starting him?
No, starting him. You can't start the Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver.
Mecole Hardman?
It can't be Mecole Hardman. It can't be Pringle. It can't be. If Tyreek Hill doesn't play, then Hardman, yeah.
Ooh, no Pringle? You just can't stop, baby.
I'll take Hardman over Pringle and Robinson.
Okay. Whew. And no defense, right?
No.
Okay. Okay. No. Love you, J.J. Watt, but it ain't happening this week.
No, dude. Come on.
All right. The game of the century.
You mean
we got Redskins at Miami? We got a 42-point over under. We got the Redskins on the road at Miami, favored by 3.5. Case Keenum starting. Are you starting him over Baker Mayfield? Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Oh. That's easy.
Adrian Peterson or Duke Johnson?
AP, dude. That's all day.
AP or Kenyon Drake, though? Seriously.
Gosh.
I know.
I'll take Drake. I'll take Drake.
This is the one time Dolphins players might be relevant.
That's what I'm saying. I'll take Drake.
Then
and I'll throw up
Terry McLaurin. He's probably a must start, right?
Yeah. Now that he's back in the lineup, you got to take him.
He's probably the only must start player in this game.
Probably in the whole game. Well, maybe that Redskins defense, maybe.
Okay, I want you to say this. Josh Rosen or Baker Mayfield?
Don't do that.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
I'll take Baker. I'll take Baker.
Just because you hate Josh
Rosen. I can't say Josh Rosen, dude. Come on. He's horrible. This team, no.
Oh, God.
Don't do that. This is for the number one pick. This is a big game.
If the Dolphins lose this game and the Dolphins get the number one pick, whatever team wants the next year's first pick overall, they're going to trade for Josh Rosen.
Oh.
Because he'll be led two teams to the number one pick. Oh, my God. All right. Other than that, Redskins defense. What about Dolphins defense?
No, you can't. Like you said, the only person that's even remotely startable on the Dolphins side is Kenyon Drake. That's it.
Preston Williams?
No Preston Williams. No Devontae Parker. No.
No Albert Wilson if he plays?
No.
Okay. All right. Let's move on to Eagles-Vikings. An Eagles player who was a former teammate of Kirk Cousins said, the weakest part of their game is the passing, is Kirk Cousins, and every defense is going to make him throw the ball.
That's fair.
Eagles rush defense is pretty good. You're still starting Dalvin Cook.
Yeah. Don't be stupid.
Is this the week you're firing up both the Vikings wide receivers? Are you jumping back on the Diggs and the Thielen?
I'm going to start Thielen. I'm still not ready to start Diggs. No.
I think this week you can start Diggs. If you can't start him now, when can you start him?
I agree. And that's what you would say, especially after Kirk Cousins just came off a big week. But Kirk Cousins came off that week without getting Diggs involved. So I'm not ready to start Diggs.
But the week prior, Diggs had a good game against a really good defense. So, an Eagles side of the ball, Carson Wentz, starting him?
No, I don't think this is a good game for Carson Wentz. I mean, you talked about the guys being on a bye, but if you have another option, I would pivot.
Carson Wentz or Andy Dalton? We'll get to that game later, but think about that one. I'll let you talk about that when we get to the Andy Dalton game.
Well, they play in Baltimore. I'll take Wentz. Come on. I mean.
Okay, I'm just saying, man.
I said if you had a better option. If your two quarterbacks are Carson Wentz and Andy Dalton, come on.
Okay. Carson Wentz, Jameis Winston. That's a little closer.
I'll take Jameis.
Okay. That thing is a little closer, a little more realistic. All right, and then no Jordan Howard?
Yeah, I feel pretty good about it. I mean, this Vikings defense is the real deal, but if you're going to start one of these guys, Jordan Howard's going to be the guy that they get the ball to. He's clearly supplanted Miles Sanders as the guy there.
Yeah, Miles Sanders will be a thing. If you haven't been Dynasty, hold on to him, but redraft, he's almost droppable at this point.
Unfortunately, yep.
And then Alshon Jeffrey, Adam Thielen. Who do you like better?
Thielen.
Okay. But you still like Alshon Jeffrey better than any Dolphins or Redskin player not named McLaurin, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, because the Eagles, they don't really have, like, a guy who's going to be their wide receiver. So I think Rhodes will end up just playing one side. I don't really expect him to follow Alshon. Alshon's not that good.
I think he might cover Alshon just because there's nobody. Nelson Aguilar can't catch the ball anyway, so he's like, well, I don't want to worry about that. And DeSean Jackson isn't going to play in this game either. He's been ruled out, still out with the thing. Zach Ertz, though, I do like Zach Ertz this week. I think there is a real big weak spot in this Vikings team, and it is covering the tight end. So, Zach Ertz. He's always a set and forget tight end.
I feel good start both defenses. I think that the Eagles, you're going to be able to start them because they're going to get some turnovers against Kirk Cousins. Even though he's really careful with the ball and he's super accurate, I think that he'll end up making some bad plays because it's all in his head now. And the Vikings defense is always startable.
Okay, and let's go to Saints Jaguars. This should be a lot easier. Michael Thomas must start. Alvin Kamara must start. Leonard Fournette must start. DJ Chark must start, right?
Oh, yeah. He's in that range
over
now.
Terry McLaurin?
Yeah.
Over Terry McLaurin?
Yeah.
Over Alvin Kamara?
No.
Not Alvin Kamara. Sorry, over Adam Thielen. Adam Thielen's what I meant to say. Sorry.
He's right. He's right in that echelon, yeah. I feel better about starting Chark than Thielen, for sure.
Chark or Will Fuller the fifth?
Chark.
Okay.
Chark, yeah.
The problem, I said, Chark was my villain this week. And the Chark was my villain this week. And the reason I went with that was I worry about Marshawn Lattimore. I just realized that Chark wasn't Eric's hero.
Mm.
Gardner Minshew was. So DJ Chark, I just worry Marshawn Lattimore says he gets up to play when he plays better competition. DJ Chark just had that big game, got on the radar a little bit, might get Marshawn Lattimore a little more hyped up to play this game.
I don't know. I think Didi could see Marshawn. I'm not. And if Eli Apple's going to be
Didi's more of a slot guy, though.
Yeah.
Didi's more of a slot guy. We'll see. You like Gardner Minshew this week?
I like him better than I like Teddy.
Okay, that's what I want to hear that there. And then Jaguars defense or Saints defenses, you starting them over – would you start either one of them over the Redskins defense?
Let's start the Jags.
Over the Redskins? Even if Jalen Ramsey doesn't play, who has been limited at practice but said his back still hurts him.
If he doesn't play – Yeah, I'd still start him. That game is gonna be so bad, dude. That Redskins Dolphins game.
I thought you were talking about the Saints. Saints Jaguars game. If Jalen Ramsey plays and he shadows Michael Thomas, I am really nervous about Michael Thomas. If he doesn't play, I'm fine. Michael Thomas is, you know, you're still starting him, but
you're a little more concerned.
All right, you're a little more concerned, yeah. Let's move on to Bengals Ravens. Ravens defense looking like a nice good old start here against that terrible Bengals offense.
Oh.
We got Lamar Jackson still to me is a must start quarterback.
In this game especially, yeah.
And then like you said in this game, I like Mark Ingram a lot.
Oh yeah.
And then Tyler Boyd, because the Ravens defense hasn't looked amazing, so Tyler Boyd could probably get something going. But I still worry about Joe Mixon. You starting Joe Mixon this week?
Yeah, I'm going to start him mostly out of necessity. But
would you him or Jordan Howard?
I'd start Joe Mixon. The Vikings defense has a really good run defense. They're fifth best in the NFL, so I'll take Joe Mixon.
What about Kenyon Drake?
Or Joe Mixon?
Yeah.
I'll take Mixon, dude.
Even though the Redskins defense is bad?
Yeah, I'm still taking him. I don't trust the Dolphins to do anything.
The one thing we didn't talk about the Chiefs is their running back situation. LeSean McCoy, Damian Williams. Would you start both of them over Joe Mixon?
I'd start Damian Williams over him, yeah. Not McCoy. McCoy got nothing last week.
Okay. And then anything else in this game? Mark Andrews, he plays. You want to start him?
Yeah, I want to start him. I feel really comfortable starting this Ravens defense, obviously. And Auden Tate is flex worthy. I know. He's not as flex. I mean, Marquise Brown, you'd rather start Hollywood, but.
Yo, okay, there you go. That's why I wanted
but
you're starting Hollywood over him, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And that's really about it for that game. That game's going to be gross.
It is.
Let's get to a more fun game. We got a 50.5 over under. We got Jared Goff at home.
Ooh.
Where he plays well.
Ooh.
He's got that Sleep Number mattress, man.
Ooh.
Helps him sleep better.
Mm.
Jared Goff versus Jimmy Garoppolo. 49ers undefeated.
That's crazy to say.
Leading the NFC West.
That's crazy.
49ers with a really good defense, and the Rams defense, which was really good until last week. What are we doing here? So what do you want to do? You want to start Jared Goff or Jimmy Garoppolo? Do you want to start both of them?
I want to start Jared Goff. Jimmy G is still a QB2 in my mind. I think Jared Goff, like you said, he plays well at home. I think he's going to have a good game.
And Brandon Cooks was practicing. He hasn't officially cleared concussion protocol last time I checked, but he is practicing, which is the first part to clearing the concussion protocol. So they are expecting him to play.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So again, all the Rams wide receivers, you can start them all because other than Cooper Kupp, one of the other ones is going to have a good game.
Yeah, what about Gerald Everett, though?
If you have to start him, there's some good tight ends on a bye this week.
I'm
starting him in one league.
I'm starting him myself in FSA, yeah.
Yeah, the Niners are one of the best teams against the tight end, though, this year. So there is that.
Yeah, you know.
But
eventually the Rams will get down, and then King Goffrey will, you know, just slinging it all over the place.
Now, the biggest news out of this, Todd Gurley's doubtful.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to play. It's going to be Malcolm Brown.
What about Daryl Henderson?
I'm not interested in Daryl Henderson. Malcolm Brown, though, I think he's a...
Could this be Daryl Henderson's chance in the spotlight to take the job? Because he hasn't really got an opportunity yet, right? Well, because he's been clearly behind.
Well, there's a reason that they went and re-signed Malcolm Brown despite having Daryl Henderson, and I think it's because they knew that he wasn't going to be the guy.
Okay. 49ers running backs, Tevin Coleman, Matt Breida.
Start them both.
Start them both. Are you starting them both over Joe Mixon?
I'm starting Breida over Mixon, yeah.
Okay.
Not Coleman.
Even with you check out?
Yeah. You check, my check, I don't care. Starting them.
And George Kittle's must start. Easy. Any 49ers wide receivers you want to start?
Get out of here. No.
Would you start the Dolphins wide receivers over the 49ers wide receivers?
Dude, come on. No.
Oh, I know, right? I know, but...
That's so gross. Why would you say that?
Exactly.
I'll start...
Because that's...
I'll start...
Debo?
I'll start Debo.
Okay, if you had to pick them over...
If you're putting my hand
Dolphins.
In a fire, yeah, I'll start Debo, I guess. I don't want to. He's so bad. They're so bad.
So Rams defense, if you have them, you're probably starting them just because Aaron Donald, you can't bench Aaron Donald.
Well, you can. Aqib Talib's not going to play this week, so that makes a little bit of a difference.
It does, but like we said, the Bears, Bills are on a bye this week, which is probably a team you're rolling with the defense of.
Yes. Not everyone can have New England's defense.
You have them in a league. I have them in one league. Your wife has them in one league.
Yeah, I'm very thankful for having him in that one league I got him into. Solid 20 points a week.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
All right.
Three interceptions last night. Crazy.
We got the Dirty Birds taking on the Red Birds. We got the Falcons at the Cardinals.
Womp, womp, womp.
Oof. But this is at a 51.5-point over-under. These are two fantasy-relevant offenses. Matt Ryan, love Matt Ryan this week because they can get nothing going on the ground and he's just going to air it out. You like Kyler?
I love Kyler this week. Did you see what Deshaun Watson just did to him? Yeah.
Yeah, but Kyler's not Deshaun Watson.
No, yeah, but I like Kyler plenty this week. Without Keanu, they're horrible.
I would like Kyler a lot better if Christian Kirk was there. I still like him. But if he had his full range of weapons, and David Johnson might not play either.
Well, Christian Kirk's going to play this week.
Okay, but David Johnson is a very high questionable.
So he practiced today in full. It looks like he's going to play.
Yeah. But if you are a David Johnson owner, you have to have, what's his name, Chase Edmonds?
Yes.
Yeah, you have to have Chase Edmonds on your team to pivot because this is a late game. And if you wait and David Johnson is inactive and you bench the 49ers running backs thinking you had David Johnson to go and it doesn't happen, you are up that creek.
You're up it. Up it. Down it. All over it.
All right. Larry Fitzgerald, you like him?
I love Larry Fitz this week.
Christian Kirk? You say he's playing.
I think...
Christian Kirk, Calvin Ridley. Yeah.
Ridley. I'll take Ridley.
And then Julio is obviously a must start. Devonta Freeman or Joe Mixon?
Freeman.
Ugh. Freeman has to have a good game here, right?
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
He has to.
Him versus Arizona or Mixon versus Baltimore. Like, I got to go with Freeman on this one.
Okay. And he will catch some balls. He's been used out of the passing game a lot this year, which has actually helped you out a lot. All right. Titans, Broncos. Broncos going to keep his winning streak alive, Josh? Sorry. We can go back.
Oh, yeah. I was going to talk about Hooper. I like Hooper this
week. Oh, yeah. Austin Hooper. Oh, yeah. Cardinals are the, other than Tyler Eifert, they've given up the most fantasy points to tight ends almost every week.
Bingo.
Will Disley broke it.
Bingo.
Yeah. I love Austin Hooper this week.
So, yeah, I think the Broncos can keep this winning streak going this week, bud.
Against the Titans?
I feel good about it, yeah.
Will they cause Marcus Mariota to throw his first interception of the season?
Yeah, I think so.
Ooh, because I did pick it. Did you see who I picked up in our dynasty for my defense this week because Buffalo's on a bye?
Who'd you pick up?
I picked up the Broncos.
Yeah, I think it's a good pick this week, man. I mean,
Titans are a very one-dimensional team. Derrick Henry is the only thing on that team you want to start.
Yeah, even Delanie Walker.
You don't really want to, but you just have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do like Delanie this week because Broncos have been kind of middle of the pack against tight ends for the last 5 years.
Yep.
So Delanie Walker's good pick. Not a big Mariota fan. If you have to start a Titans wide receiver, I'm starting A.J. Brown.
Don't do that.
Don't.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm starting him over a
Dolphins guy. I'm starting him over a nine. Maybe other than Debo Samuel, a Niners guy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm starting him over the Jets guys, which we'll talk about next. Cortland Sutton, Emmanuel Sanders, I like both of them this week.
Oh, yeah. Sutton's going to be balling.
And that's why Eric took him as his second-year wide receiver.
Mm, makes sense.
Derrick Henry, like we said, he just gets so much volume. It's going to be ridiculous. Philip Lindsay, he's going back to a must-start running back.
Yeah.
He's on that fringe every week of RB1, RB2 range, so he's getting the usage. It's going to be a low-scoring game. Going to be a lot of running. Obviously, you're probably not starting Joe Flacco.
You better not.
And then Royce Freeman. You want to flex Royce Freeman?
No, I don't want to. I did that last week. It didn't really pan out for me that well, but if you got to, I understand it. But it's just becoming Philip Lindsay's show, man. He's the better running back. He's a wiry guy. They really don't use Royce Freeman as much. I think they're going like to a 70-30 kind of split now, and Lindsay's he's just showing out, dude. You got to go with Lindsay. Hmm.
But you're not dropping Royce Freeman. You're not dropping him.
In 10 teams, he's droppable. Yeah.
In a 10-team league. Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet. And then that's Noah Fant. Do you want a Fanta?
I got him in the 15-16 range, but if you're hurting, yeah. I'm going to start him in Dynasty.
Him or Jason Witten?
Witten. Come on. It's Witten.
Oh! That's rough. That's bad. All right. Speaking of Jason Witten, we got the Cowboys going up to New York to play the Jets.
Them boys.
In a balmy 67 degrees.
Them boys.
Them boys. Jets run defense is really good. Zeke's offensive line is banged up. I know you're starting Zeke, but are you a little nervous?
No, I'm not nervous.
Okay.
It's the Jets.
It is a Jets, but their run defense has been good this year.
I don't care. They need a get right game.
They've been getting beat through the air.
They're going to let.
They've been getting beat through the air.
Well, then Zeke will catch some passes. Good for him.
Okay.
I'm always starting
getting Zeke. Beat through the air. I know you're always starting him, but I'm saying, are you a little nervous? That's all I'm saying.
No.
And Jets, here, let me do Jets side of the ball real easy. Sam Darnold's playing, but it doesn't change anything. The only person you're starting on the Jets side is Le'Veon Bell, because Chris Herndon pulled his hamstring running routes Friday before he got it reinstated.
Yeah, what an idiot.
That's what Adam Gase meant by, I got to evaluate him before we activate him. Oh, he's hurt. Got it, crazy eyes.
Yeah, he's an idiot. Now, it does change things with old Jamison Crowder a little bit. I mean, he showed out that first week, remember?
He did.
PPR machine.
Do you want to start him?
No, I don't want to, but I'd rather start him over a Dolphins player.
Christian Kirk.
No.
Okay. I'm trying to make it a little easier. Dolphins are like an easy thing. I just want to see where you want to put him at. Auden Tate or Jameson Crowder?
Crowder.
Okay.
I'll start him over on Tate. Yeah.
All right. No, that's what I wanted to see because you said Auden Tate was flex worthy. So
yeah.
Just wanted to see you put him back in the flex. And then both the Cowboys guys good for you, Amari Cooper and Michael Gallup in this game.
Oh, yeah. I expect Michael Gallup to have a good game.
What about Dak?
I think this will be a nice little bounce back game for Dak.
So Dak over Jameis?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dak or Jared Goff?
I'll take Dak.
Okay. So Dak's back up in that.
I think so, yeah.
Probably. I'm not looking at your rankings right now, but top five quarterback this week?
Yeah, I believe so. This is a good matchup, man.
Okay. And then Cowboys defense?
Oh, you got to start them boys.
Them boys.
Them boys.
They finally get to play a bad team again. Maybe they'll get them another win.
Yeah, that's what the Patriots
gotta
keep
the
doing.
Bad teams. You got to beat the bad teams.
That's right.
You can't lose to the bad teams. And then let's that it for this game?
That's it.
Okay. Like I said, I think Bell has a better game than Zeke, but just because of sheer usage.
That's fair.
Pittsburgh going to L.A. to play the Chargers on Sunday Night Football. Man, this game looked good when the season started off.
Oh, it was going to be a great game.
Big Ben versus Phillip Rivers. Now we got Devlin Hodges.
Yep. You said that right.
Yeah, because Mason Rudolph is out. We got Devlin Hodges going up against Phillip Rivers.
Wow.
James Conner, you're starting. Juju, you're reluctantly starting.
Yep.
Would you start Courtland Sutton this week over Juju Smith?
No.
You're not that bold.
It's close, but I'm not there yet.
Okay. Melvin Gordon.
I think.
Or Austin Eckler. Who do you want to start?
Eckler. Still want to start Eckler.
Over Melvin Gordon.
Yeah.
All right.
He's hot.
Keenan Allen. But the Chargers probably just trying to milk this game away, lick the wounds of getting beat by the Broncos last week. What do you think is going to happen with Keenan Allen, who started the season really hot, but it's slowed down the last couple weeks?
I still expect Keenan Allen to have a good game. He's still a must-start wide receiver for me.
Who do you have ranked higher, Keenan Allen or Amari Cooper?
Cooper.
Ooh. Man alive. Chargers defense?
Yeah, I mean, Devlin Hodges is okay, but I'm not expecting. I mean, he's the third string quarterback for a reason.
Exactly. So, Chargers defense or Cowboys defense?
Them boys
with against Sam Darnold?
Yeah, All right. Boys. Coming back from mono? Yeah, dude, come on. He's
all good.
Kissing fire hydrants or whatever. I'm not. No, come on. It's gross.
All right. That's Matthew McConaughey just came in the office. Mike Williams, flexible?
No. I'm not interested in Mike Williams.
Vance McDonald, Vance Danson.
I think Vance is actually going to be an okay play this week, especially with the buys. Like you mentioned, some of those tight ends are guys you are starters, so Vance McDonald is going to be.
Vance McDonald, Gerald Everett.
Everett.
Ooh, I think I'd take Vance. If he's healthy. If he's I don't know if he's on injury report right now. He's been banged up all season.
Yeah, he's probably gonna be a nice security.
But the problem is the late game. So if there's any questions about him playing, you gotta go Gerald Everett.
As you should.
Anything else from this game?
I actually like the Steelers defense this week.
What?
Yeah.
The Chargers center just went on IR. They have another lineman. Their offensive line is banged up.
Yeah, Pouncey's a pretty pivotal part of that line.
Yep. So I can understand why you're saying Steelers defense, because they're going to try to win the ball by running the ball and playing defense.
Yep.
and there'll be a lot of Steelers, a lot of terrible towels in that LA stadium.
Because there always is more opposing fans than home fans.
But that just means there's more fans there. Monday Night Football. We have a little NFC North showdown.
I think it's going to be a good game.
We got the Lions. We got the Packers. We got Matthew Stafford. We got Aaron Rodgers. We got Kenny Golladay. We probably don't have Davante Adams.
No, I don't think so. He shouldn't even be in your lineup because I really don't think he's going to play.
So if you have Davante Adams, what are you? You're taking him out of your lineup Sunday and you're starting somebody over him. You're not even waiting for him.
I really don't think he's going to play, man.
Would you, if Geronimo Allison was out there and you were Davante Adams owner, would you put him in your lineup or would you go ahead and start a Courtland Sutton?
I'd start Sutton.
And just not even wait for Adams.
Yeah, I would start Sutton. I'd start.
What about Jamison Crowder?
No.
I want to make it a little harder.
No, come on. No, don't be crazy.
You're waiting. You'd rather start Geronimo?
Geronimo! Yeah.
Okay.
When your quarterback's Aaron Rodgers, I trust that a little bit more than.
Okay, Aaron Jones?
Oh, must start. I know Jamal Williams is coming back, but Aaron Jones, after his performance, you have to start him. If you haven't traded him.
All right. Now the biggest question. Carry on. Tell me why. Sell me on why I'm starting carry on this week.
Well,
I got the music playing for you.
Well, Green Bay's rushing defense isn't that great, and carry on is a pivotal part of this Lions rushing or this Lions attack. The last game that we saw him play in, he had well above 25 carries. He would have had that touchdown had he not fumbled right down the goal line. Carry on is an amazing running back, and he should always be started. RB2 at least, minimum. Always start
the carry. Packers just held Ezekiel Elliott to 62 yards last week.
That's because that game
Carry-on's got gonna best that.
That game got out of hand. That wasn't. Yeah, carry on. Yeah.
Okay.
I'd even do a side bet on it. Yeah.
Okay. So, but carry on. I like starting this week. It's Monday Night Football. I always like going in with a guy on Monday night, so you can make your opponent sweat a little bit. He's been getting what 25 plus carries almost every week he plays.
Not earlier in the season, but I want to say the last 2 or 3 weeks. Yeah, he has.
So he's been getting, like you said, he's getting the lion's share of the work. There's nobody there holding him back. I do like carry on this week. Oh, yeah, I didn't even mean to do that.
Uh-huh.
Man, I'm clever. Kenny Golladay?
Oh, yeah, dude. Kenny G.
Marvin Jones.
Flex.
Marvin Jones. Jamison Crowder.
Marvin Jones.
Okay, Marvin Jones, Calvin Ridley. Yeah,
Calvin,
it's hard.
Calvin Ridley.
Ooh, okay. Marvin Jones or... Got to find a hard one here. You said you like Jarvis Landry this week. Do you like him better than Marvin Jones?
Yes.
So Jarvis Landry over Marvin Jones.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
Do you want to start either one of these tight ends?
Hawkinson or Jimmy Graham?
Yeah, do you want to start either one?
Oh, yeah. If I could have got my hands as a Darren Waller owner in a lot of leagues, I was trying to get my hands on Jimmy Graham this week. I just wanted a guy that – couldn't goose egg me? Yeah. Jason Witten's going to get me 6 points, right? 6 to 10 points. Jimmy Graham can give me 18. He might give me 0, but he might give me 18 on a Monday night.
Yeah, that's true.
I like Jimmy Graham. And if Hockenson is healthy, and I think he was practicing this week, he's still banged up. I would rather start Jimmy Graham over Hockenson.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Hockenson's a middling guy there for me now.
Yeah.
He is following the ways of the Eric Ebrons of the world.
Ugh. Mr. No Hands.
And the problem was they flashed it so early. Had his big game happened in last week, we wouldn't even have cared about Hockenson.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Because it happened in week one when everybody's eyes were on the football.
That's the way that normally works out.
It's so crazy how that happens.
Yeah.
All right. Any other stuff for Monday night, Josh? Or not Monday night. Anything, actually, this weekend.
No, man, I'm excited to break out the tea and crumpets and get started early. So I realize whenever you move, this is going to be, what, 5:30 for you when that game starts? 4:30?
Yeah.
Which one, 5:30 or 4:30?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what time zone I'm going to be.
Dude, it's going to be so early.
I know it's going to be dark.
Whoa.
I know it's going to be dark.
Gosh. Oh, it's going to be brutal.
Oh, man. But what I do know is that game starts at 9:30 Eastern. So please, 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 if you sleep in and you don't usually wake up till 10 or 11 or 12 East Coast time, please set your lineups ahead of time. Check the news. Make sure Godwin's hip didn't lock up on that long plane ride. Remember last year, Josh, with Melvin Gordon? Was good to go, flew over there. And then his hip was jacked up.
I do remember that.
Same thing with Christian McCaffrey. His back. It's a back. Sitting on a plane for long periods of time may not. I know they have nice airplanes that they put him in, but still.
Oh, he's the franchise, though.
That back.
They're going to.
He is the franchise. But if he's hurt, they're not going to risk him. So you got to make sure those lineups are set. You don't want to be sitting there with a big goose egg at your running back to start the Sunday or your wide receiver. All right. I think that does it for us here.
All right, dude.
Let me nice fire your music up. And,
nice, yeah, nice.
45 minutes again.
Not bad.
Send us on our way, Joshua.
All right. Thanks for tuning in to Wacken Fantasy Football Podcast. We hope you guys all have a great weekend. Hope you win your games. If you have any last-minute questions before the games kick off, you can go ahead and find us on Twitter at MTWagonFF. We're going to be on Facebook and Instagram with that same handle. Brad is at Tack Jones. I'm at FF Josh Hughes. And Eric, as always, is at Gunzoveld19 and Rico Suave, my boy. So if you guys have anything, we're here for you. Good luck, and we will see you after the games.
Later.
Bye.